Alaska Democrat Senator Mark Begich introduced on the Senate floor today a set of seven bills dealing with the Arctic. He's calling the whole package Inuvikput, after an Inupiaq word that means the place where we live. It was Begich's first time speaking on the Senate floor since he took office 8 months ago, and he used his maiden speech to press for more awareness and action in the Arctic. Begich calls Alaska ground zero for the effects of climate change and listed problems like the release of methane gas from permafrost, warming water temperatures that affect sea life, and coastal erosion.
This undermines the entire coastal villages like Shishmaref and Kivalina. Thawing permafrost is causing roads and foundations of homes to buckle. A recent study of the University of Alaska Institute of Social and Economic Research estimated the impacts of climate change will increase the cost of maintaining or replacing just today's public infrastructure in my state by $6 billion.
Some of the items in Begich's bills are ideas he and Senator Lisa Murkowski have already proposed, like more icebreakers and federal revenue sharing for oil and gas development offshore. Begich is also calling for a coordinated research plan to learn about the Arctic on a host of fronts, from natural resources to oceanography.
My bill calls on the Secretary of Commerce to undertake a comprehensive strategy to coordinate Arctic research, to make recommendations to Congress on a long-term Arctic Ocean research plan, and to provide the resources for this vital mission.
Begich wants to create an ambassador position for the Arctic, which would put the U.S. in line with other northern nations, with diplomats working on Arctic issues. The senator also wants to capitalize on available oil and gas. He says since the melting sea ice is expected to open up more resources, the U.S. should take advantage of it.
This region contains an estimated 30 billion barrels of oil and 220 trillion cubic feet of natural gas. The resources can create thousands of American jobs and help ensure our national energy security. We must get the science right and provide the infrastructure necessary to protect human and animal life and the environment.
As part of that, Begich is calling for the Coast Guard and Commerce Secretary to work on oil spill prevention and response plans. Another one of the bills would fund a study on the mental and behavioral health issues in the Arctic.
It would create an Arctic desk at the National Institute on Health that was called for in federal legislation in 1984, but never was established. Finally, it would institute a health assessment program at the Centers for Disease Control focused on the Arctic.
The final bill would create an Arctic Adaptation Fund to help the state, communities, Alaska Native groups, and the private sector deal with climate change.